He says it's your biggest enemy to achieving greater success.
It gets us all caught up in what we think we deserve and how we think things should be.
Ryan Holiday talking about his best-selling book, The Ego is the Enemy. So how do you manage it? Because confidence is what gets you success. Like, you got to be confident as a leader in order to scale your career. And yet, how do you keep that confidence from morphing into or becoming arrogance and that ego overpowering your potential for growth? Ryan Holiday in this episode.
Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
You cannot lead at the highest level without a good degree of confidence. Would you agree with that? I mean, who wants to follow somebody who doesn't have confidence? Like, nobody does. And so in all our work over the last two decades with executives leading some of the world's biggest companies in our consulting firm, you can't get a ticket to that room, to those boardrooms or those ballrooms or those offices without a good, healthy dose of confidence. But then you run into some leaders. You've worked for some, right? You know some people like this that just have arrogance, and it's like slimy. You need to like shower after you're done chatting with them for like even 30 seconds. They want you to come in and kiss the ring, you know? And it's just like, get out of my way. I don't care what level of success you've achieved. Like, you could still have humility. In fact, in Lead in 30, our leadership development training platform, you can learn more at leadin30.com, leadin30.com. I got a direct message on LinkedIn recently from somebody who's recently been going through it. Their company purchased the training for all the leaders in their company. And so they found me and they direct messaged me. They're like, Russ, how come you don't talk about humility more in Lead in 30? Like, you talk about the Leader OS, the Leader Operating System, and these three core competencies of leaders who scale, but where's humility in that? And we had this really good exchange back and forth. I think the person was kind of surprised that I actually responded and read their message. And it's a really interesting question. And one of the biggest the reason I'm bringing you Ryan Holiday in this episode is because I am spending a lot of time thinking about ego. And a lot of time about being powerful versus powerless, like making a decision to be powerless versus being powerful, not powerful like beat your chest and I'm the almighty, but powerful in that you're actually having an impact in this family, in this company, in this organization, in this relationship, on this team. What does that look like? And so how are you powerful while also humble? Like, how does that work? And I've been accused during my career in different firms or organizations that I've worked with. There are people who I've worked with who are like, they think of me as pretty darn arrogant. And I've never agreed with them. But now, in the rearview mirror, I think they were right. Like, I understand it now, how they perceived my confidence is arrogance and how I actually allowed it to morph into that. And so in a moment, you're going to hear from Ryan Holiday talking about, this is just awesome, you all. If you haven't read Ego is the Enemy, I know this book has been out for a while. If you haven't read it, like, I'm studying it right now. And those of you who listen to this podcast on a regular basis know that in our work with leaders and in our consulting and leadership development company, I've spent a lot of time over the last 6 to 12 months really thinking about this powerful versus powerless, thinking about this idea of your truth versus my truth, and then humility comes into that. And how do I balance confidence with it? Because frankly, I'm trying to figure it out. In my own life, my personal, my professional life, you want to be able to scale. And then in coaching executives, I want to be able to help them more than I have been over the last, 15 years. And we've got some great ideas and we teach some models and concepts, but how do we get it to the next level? So I'm going to play some audio here from Ryan Holiday. And if Ryan's new to you, he spends a lot of time on stoicism. If you don't know what that is, Google it or chat GPT it
and you'll learn more about it. And he talks about stillness, peace, inner peace. And he talks, he wrote this book that I just think I'm loving it as I go through it again. Ego is the enemy. And so I'm going to come back and talk about more about why this is important to me and where I think it needs to be applied for leaders. Like, what does this have to do with leading teams, with the whole basis of this podcast? I'm going to come back and say that. But this is a clip from excerpts of something Ryan Holiday put out on YouTube. We'll put the link in the show description so you can click on it if you want to see more. But listen to Ryan Holiday. He's going to talk about three phases of our lives. Like when we're up and coming, when we're he calls it aspiring, when we're early in our careers and we're really trying to aspire to success and how ego is an enemy there. And then he talks about once we've achieved success and we're at a place in our career where we're really trying to scale. And then he talks about when obstacles and challenges and the real dark moments of life come upon us. How does ego manifest itself there? So listen to Ryan, then I'll come back and share more. Here he is, Ryan Holiday.
On the way up, ego is problematic because it tells us we've already learned everything there is to know. It prevents us from accepting that entry-level position, doing that degrading work. It gets us all caught up in what we think we deserve and how we think things should be. You can't learn that which you think you already know, as Epictetus says. So ego is this impediment early on. It doesn't put in the work. It doesn't put in the hours. It doesn't restrain the self. It cuts off opportunities and it prevents you from being successful. But let's say you're so talented or so brilliant, or you manage to get your ego under control up until you've achieved success. Great, congratulations. Now ego is even more dangerous because you have something to lose. So ego is the enemy of success because it makes you complacent, because it makes you entitled, because it makes you overreach. It makes you think you're invincible. If ego is the enemy early on because you don't learn stuff, ego is the enemy when you are successful because you still need to be learning. You have to stay a student. And ego doesn't want to do that because it basks in its own greatness. So ego is a problem when we're successful. It makes us entitled. It makes us arrogant. It makes us difficult to work with, right? It does all these destructive things. That's what often leads to the third and final phase of ego, which is adversity or difficulty. Through our own fault or no fault of our own, now we're experiencing a setback, a scandal, embarrassment, a loss. We made a mistake. We've overreached. If you were listening to ego on the way up, now you're really screwed. I've talked to so many mental skills coaches in baseball. Ego's a big problem in baseball. And they talk about how the hitter who's like, I'm genius, I'm the greatest ever. They think all their home runs are reflective of who they are as a person. It's when they get in a slump that they get crushed because now they're listening to the boos and they're listening to the critics and they're looking at the stats and they feel less than when really they just need to get back to the work. So ego is particularly problematic when we experience setbacks, and setbacks are a fact of life, right? The obstacle is the way. We will experience obstacles. They are inevitable. They are unavoidable. Ego at every step of the way holds us back. The antidote to ego, to me, is not feeling like you're worthless. It's not just humility. To me, I think the middle ground between crippling self-doubt and insufferable ego is confidence. Confidence is the opposite of ego. It's based on real skills, real self-awareness, on doing the work, on empathy, on understanding, on objectivity, on reality and realism. I have to work on my ego all the time. And in fact, that's why I have it tattooed on my arm. It's why one of the reasons I wrote the book. It keeps me honest. I hope it will keep you honest.
If you haven't read Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy, like, go download it as soon as you finish listening to this podcast. Like, you need to listen to it on Audible. You need to buy it. You can follow him on Instagram, Ryan Holiday. If he's new to you, a lot of you already know who he is and you've already read some of his books. I highly, highly recommend it. So let me share a couple of examples, and I want to give some more because there are some different words I would use than what Ryan Holiday just used as it pertains to, well, what's the antidote to ego? And not that I'm the expert or he is, but there's just different thinking and different experiences. So I'm going to tell you a couple of experiences, one with an executive who's on my mind right now as it pertains to ego, and then one from my own experience, okay? And the whole idea here is to help us. How do we manage our ego yet still have confidence in order to scale our career and effectively lead other people? That's what we're talking about in this podcast, right? Every episode of the Culture Hacks is how do we grow our careers? How do we scale our ability to lead others in order to achieve the level of success that we're going after? And so I share with you all of these lessons and and experiences that I'm having working in this leadership lab as someone who coaches and consults senior executive teams at some of the world's biggest companies. If you're new to the podcast, you can find out more about our firm. You can find out more about me. Just tap on the link in the show notes to my LinkedIn profile, or go to LoneRockConsulting.com. LoneRockConsulting.com. I'm one of the founders and owners of that firm, or LeadIn30.com, which is our leadership development training company, LeadIn30.com. Okay, so an executive. This is a fast-growing Fortune 20 company. She's unbelievable. She's bright. She was brought in because she's a disruptor. She's got tons of experience in the industry. She's got confidence, and she's got a lot of experience and wisdom. So she's brought into this organization that moves very slow. Huge company. One of the 20 biggest companies in the world as measured by revenue, and a fast growing company. But the company is massive, so it moves slow. And when you get on the phone, you chat with her. She's, again, incredibly bright. But she's constantly complaining about all these other people, about all of these challenges. She reminds me so much of me when I was working at the when I was recruited to work for the coaching and consulting company that I used to be an employee of, and when it was bought by private equity and it had aggressive growth plans and trying to scale massively, I felt I was this disruptor. I had tons of ideas and innovation, and I was offering all this stuff, and there were people who are the defenders of the status quo were like, no, and they were trying to preserve their careers. And the more that they challenged me, the more that they resisted, and the ideas that I was suggesting, or the more they shot me down and tried to silence me, the more frustrated I got. And in fact, in the rearview mirror, what I realize is that's when my confidence totally transitioned to arrogance. And so it's not that I was wrong. It's that what I needed to realize, in my opinion, is that I needed to leave. I wasn't in a situation, a place that was being run at the time by people who were open to innovation. They said that they were, but when you actually pushed it, and so then I just became arrogant. Man, I just became arrogant because I'm so frustrated and I'm allowing emotion to enter into it, and they're resisting ideas and saying things about me that aren't accurate and describing motives to me that weren't accurate at all. My intentions were really good. And so instead of letting that morph, the confidence morph into arrogance, or that ego just rage out of control, what I needed to do was just go, oh, I'm not the decision maker here. I'm not in a position where I get to set the strategy of the organization. So I voiced my opinion. I've shared my ideas. And this isn't an organization that wants to scale. They're not really committed to scaling in the way, at least that I think, is effective. And so just exit. Like, don't let the ego rage. Just take your confidence and go somewhere else. I ultimately did, but it took me too long, and I did become arrogant. I let the ego go. So I think it's interesting because Ryan Holiday talks about you lean into the answer to ego is confidence. I don't actually know if that's true, at least for me. What I think, when my confidence is morphing into arrogance, and this is true, you all, in the firm that we own, like in our daily interaction with team members, or with my business partners, other owners of our firm, or with a client, or with my spouse, or with my kids, or people that I love and that I live with, or that I, you know, I'm related to, whatever it might be. What I'm learning, I'm not good at this yet. I'm not an expert at it. I'm just learning it. I'm sharing the idea with you. What I've learned is curiosity. Curiosity is, for me, the antidote to arrogance, to ego. When I really feel that ego raging, instead of using sentences, I'm going to get real tactical on you here. Instead of using sentences that end in exclamation marks or in periods, use sentences that end in question marks and that come from a very genuine good place. So you're not asking questions to try to make someone look stupid. You're curious. You're genuinely curious. I talk about this in the episode where I dug into powerful versus powerless. And this is a model or framework we're increasingly using with our clients. I think it will ultimately become a part of our leadership training in Lead in 30 or some training that we put out in the next 12 to 24 months for leaders in our training company. Right now, we're still developing it. But the first step to being powerful, in my experience, is someone who's curious. They have enough confidence to lean into curiosity. Does that make sense to you? It's the person who they've got an opinion, they've got a position, they've got some ideas of what we need to do, but they come into the meeting asking all kinds of questions, and not just to check a box, but because they're genuinely interested in your perspective. They want to hear about your experience and your wisdom, and they're movable. And so that's, in fact, there's an executive we're working with right now. He's leading a multi-billion dollar company. He's CEO based in the Midwest. And as we talk to some of his direct reports, we've recently done some conversations, some interviews with them. They describe him in all these glowing terms, and there's all these great things about him, and he's innovating, and he's moving the company forward, and the results are unbelievable. But they run up and against his ego sometime. And the way that that's evidenced is he's not movable. And granted, we're not going to be movable on everything. Like, especially in a leadership role, there are things that, well, we've got to do it this way, or in order to move the organization forward or to be efficient or effective, I can't be movable all the time on everything. That would be a disaster. But he's not movable enough, or he's not communicating his willingness to be movable. You with me on that? So it's interesting, as I share this, I hope you're thinking about you. So where are you crossing the line from confidence into arrogance at work? In leading other people, what would they say? In your relationships, in all these different situations, where is that? And I don't, it's really helpful to step back and to look at it. And because for a lot of my career, a lot of my life, I thought, no, it's not arrogance, it's confidence. But it was arrogance. And arrogance means I wasn't movable, and I did feel entitled, and I did feel bothered by your opinion that differed from mine. And the reason I felt bothered by your opinion was because I didn't want to revisit that thing. I'd already debated it. I'd already thought about it. I'd already studied it out in my mind. And I just wanted to be efficient. So we need to move forward. We've already made a decision, or I've already thought about this. There's no time really for discussion. Let's just move. So I was justifying my unwillingness to listen to you or to give your opinion more weight because of efficiency. When that's totally wrong. Like, sometimes we have to sacrifice a little of efficiency in order to make people feel heard and to not come across, not let that ego rage. So that's where I just find what Ryan Holiday teaches here so, so incredibly valuable. And so as you think about, and as I think about, well, how do I have confidence but not dip into arrogance? The three things that I really lean into, and it's part of this powerful model that I'm telling you about, is to me the most powerful people that I've interacted with in all these years of coaching and consulting and being around leaders who've achieved just ultimate incredible levels of success, leading the biggest companies from Amazon to Walmart to Johnson & Johnson to Cigna to HCA to, you know, the list just goes on and on, to General Motors, to these different companies, working with these executives. What you see with the leaders who scale and have unbelievable levels of loyalty and engagement on their teams and achieve remarkable success, they have curiosity. So they're confident, but they enter discussions. They walk into it with curiosity. And then the next thing that they do is they state their intent. They make their intent clear. Hey, that's interesting what you shared. I really value that. Now, my intent here is this. This is where my heart is. This is what I'm trying to achieve. This is what I'm thinking. And they declare or make known that intent and then give you a chance to react to it, right? And then the last thing they do is they go and they create. So, okay, I'm going to make a decision. We're going to move forward. And here's what we're going to do. And they go and they create. So curiosity, intent, and create is what I found to be super useful as it pertains to making sure that we're not abandoning confidence. Because I can tell you too, from personal experience, and maybe you have experienced this in your life, sometimes when your arrogance or your ego manifests itself and it gets beat down, I'll tell you, there was, I'll just be vulnerable with you. Back at the firm that I used to work at, and I was, my arrogance, my ego was definitely raging, right? And that was manifest by not being movable enough and not having enough patience and leaning far too much into efficiency and let's just move. And people, some people reacted very negatively to that, and it almost destroyed me. So my arrogance raged, my ego raged all the way to a point to where finally there was this moment where someone or some people said enough to me, and they said it in a way to where it, I went from arrogant and ego to like depressed. Have you ever experienced that? Like you're at one level and then you just, whoa, it like wipes out. It's like a balloon being popped. You're like, boom. And now it's demoralizing. And I remember one of the executives, she was a fairly new executive to our company. She called me because she had, we had a good relationship, and she valued my opinion, and she wasn't totally aligned with how these people were perceiving my intent. I felt like she had a good, better read on my heart, like my intent. And she called me, and I remember being emotional, like probably the most emotional I've ever been in a professional environment as an employee at the time in this organization. And I felt like I told her, I said, I feel like I live in the twilight zone because this is my intent and this is who I'm trying to be. And this is how I'm trying to help the company. And yet these folks are out trying to destroy me. And that was their response to my arrogance, my ego, right? Was to silence me, diminish me, contain me. And so I went from confident and really passionate and working hard for this firm to, I don't know if I can get out of bed. Like I like these people totally, they're describing someone who's not me. And I've experienced that in other areas of my life as well, where you're going, wait, what? Like you're describing me that way, but that's not me. Like I know me. I know what my heart's feeling. I know what my brain is thinking, and that's not it. And so we have to be careful. Maybe some of you aren't seasoned enough. You haven't experienced enough of life yet to go through this. And hopefully a good number of you can relate to what I'm talking about. And so we have to be careful. So I listened to Ryan on ego and I think, okay, yeah, you have to have confidence. You can't let the setbacks or the naysayers or the challenges that you run into completely deflate that balloon to where you lose all your mojo. Like you have very little value. You're not going to be able to scale your career. And trust me, I feel that. I felt that on some occasions. And so what I've leaned into is going, Russ, be curious. Like have confidence. You've earned that. Ryan Holiday talks in Ego is Enemy about confidence is earned, right? And arrogance is not. Ego is not. So confidence, I've earned the ability to be confident on this, but there's a fine line between that and arrogance and ego. And when I start dipping into ego, I think, okay, Russ, are you demonstrating enough curiosity? When was the last time in this meeting you made a statement that ended in a question mark? Do you have a genuine desire to hear what that person's saying? In your personal life, do you have curiosity here or do you have arrogance? And I appreciate in the clip that we played from Ryan Holiday that he talks about how this is a battle for him. The fact that he wrote the book, Ego is Enemy, is not because he's the champion of it, that he's mastered it. It's because he studied it based on what? Based on running into his own. He says that in interviews. He talks about it openly. For me, that's absolutely been it. My confidence, my abilities, my passion have made me incredibly successful professionally. I credit it with a ton. And when it dips into arrogance, it's exposed parts of me that I don't like and that don't move an organization forward and that cause people to not want to work with me or around me or live with me or know me or whatever it might be. And so I want to manage it. And I honestly, if I get spiritual, I think it's part of the challenge of mortality of this life is to figure out how to manage that. And it's just awesome. It's so awesome to be able to figure that out. So Ryan Holiday, Ego is Enemy. Check it out. If you're new to this podcast is basically for people who are interested in doing three things. people who are interested in growing. They aren't yet the person they want to become. People who are interested in more effectively leading others and are looking for tips and unlocks and ideas on how to more effectively lead others, and people who are interested in creating, whatever that may look like for you, and want to scale their careers. If that's you, I'd encourage you to tap on that subscribe, follow, add button. We put out two new episodes every week. And my background, for those of you again who are new, is I am one of the owners of a leadership consulting company. We work with senior executives of some of the world's biggest companies. I don't say that to flex. I say it with total humility, and just to give you some context. And you can find out more about the companies we work with, what we do. You can find out all, watch videos, all that kind of stuff. Executives from Chick-fil-A to Uber to all these different companies. You can find clips of that at lonerockconsulting.com. If you're interested in developing your ability to lead, or you want some help on that, then subscribe to our newsletter, which you can do. You just get one email a week from us. It's not spammy, nothing like that. It's just content on helping you more effectively lead others. And you can find that at leadin30.com/newsletter. leadin30.com/newsletter. And there's a link in the show notes that you can just tap on and go right there. All right. I hope that was valuable for you. Love Ryan Holiday. Check out that book. And if you haven't added or followed this podcast, do that. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks podcast with Russ Hill.